Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Who's in the beanie beanie bag? The beanie 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 bag. Who's in the beanie beanie bag? The beanie 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 bag.
Welcome to the Cookbook Circle podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Victoria.
We're two friends with a shared love of food, cooking, and all things cookbooks.
We are now in the third season of this podcast. And this one is all about, well, not really anything in particular. We are themeless. So you can expect deep dives on certain dishes, reviews of cookbooks, of course, but there'll be new cookbooks, old cookbooks, all sorts of cookbooks. And of course, we'll be asking you, our lovely listeners, for some input on episodes that we're going to do.
It's going to be so fun. And if you love what we do, we're also on Patreon. This means if you'd like to support us, your subscription will help to cover the podcast's costs, from the books themselves to the ingredients for what we cook. And in return, you'll get some fun stuff like bonus mini-sodes. To find out more, visit our website, thecookbookcircle.com, or you can find the link in our show notes. Thanks, friends. Now, let's get to the fun part. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, Hannah.
How are we doing?
We're good. We are, you know,
we are good.
We are good. Here's the standard Victoria weather report that I know that all the listeners wait for. We have summer, pretty much. Well, we have a little hint of summer this week in the south of England.
If we had a fan account that did like no context cookbook circle, they could put your little face on a weather woman's head.
I would love that. Please, if anybody wants to do that, can it be the woman from like ITV's morning program, which is called Not This Morning? Let's not talk about that. The one before that, Good Morning Britain.
Oh, that's worse. Surely. Well, no, maybe not worse.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But she's, you know,
she's great,
small and skinny and cute. So I feel like we've got the same vibe.
I mean, I think we need to find the person to start this fan account before we can specify people.
It'll just be me. I'll do it.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. We're off the back. We're just off the back. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. We're just coming out of a weekend of cooking together, which was really, really fun.
It was.
The kind of faves of season two made an appearance. We did this big barbecue in my back garden for friends, and we just made lots of stuff from various cookbooks. I put this on Instagram, but I feel like a lot of people don't necessarily follow us on Instagram, but we made dips to start. So we made Alison Roman's Labneh scallion dip, which is where you like fry the scallions or spring onions to, you know, anyone else, in like a chili-ish
often called
oil.
The dip in classic
is that the dip
Roman style. I think that is the dip.
Oh god, I didn't know. I would I have think... said something maybe like held some kind of ceremony.
I didn't know we were in the presence of the dip.
That's good. And then we made the Easter bell fridge, which I would go so far as to say it was the star of the show. You made it. I mean, I didn't make it. The tomato ginger sesame dip thing from Mezcla.
Which neither of us have eaten or made before, right? Like, I think we mentioned it on the Mezcla episode.
Yeah.
Because it sounds so good. But we were like, that's great. It's vegan. And we had a few vegans. So we had them for lunch that day with the dip. And so it was vegan.
It's so delicious. And everyone was like spooning it onto the main dishes as well. Yeah. Because it's just a great sauce. Or it's amazing. Everyone should make that if you've got the Mezcla book.
And so easy.
Very easy.
If you've got some kind of food presser? Food presser. Not a presser. Not a juicer. But a processor or a little mini chopper.
Cause... for all your pressing food needs. And then for mains, we did the vegan phyllo pie from Nistissima that you had made for the Georgina Hayden episode. I'm saying we took a couple of things each. We did the Molly Baz sea sal.
Yeah, and the Molly Baz beans.
I definitely didn't do the sea sal right because I cut a couple of corners to save time. The dressing was too smooth and a bit too thick, and I think, I have regrets. Also, I don't think I told you, but I did have a mini emergency in the kitchen when I realised we'd run out of lemons because we needed lemons for the sea sal, like, leaves as well. But, you know. There was a point where there was me in the kitchen finishing off stuff, and the kitchen was like an oven because the sun was shining in and the oven was on, and it makes everything really small.
Yeah, and the
really
oven had been on since, like, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like 3 p.m. at this point.
Vic was down manning one barbecue and my sister was manning another, and we were just like, we needed walkie-talkies or something to like stay in touch. A couple of close friends were running in between me like, do you have everything you need? Vic needs a bowl down on station 3.
Need a platter. Who's got a platter?
Fucking not me.
The beans went down a treat as well.
Molly Baz beans,
Molly Baz beans, which Hannah made for the first time.
Yeah, I can attest to how easy and delicious they are. Quite rich, I
felt. And massive.
Huge.
We made so much of everything, but we didn't need to double or triple that recipe at all. But no. Hannah was a bit skeptical in the beginning, and she was are you sure we don't need to make more than one? And I was like, no, it's massive. And it's massive. We had like 30, 40 people or something, and there was beans left over.
I also think we should just never listen to me when it comes to portions or serving sizes, because I insisted on making like 3 times the proportion of Caesar salad, and like I churned out one, and then the rest is still in my fridge. The ingredients for it. So
Hannah's got lettuce leaves for the next week and a half. Oh my God. Lunch, dinner, breakfast, salads all day.
I just can't be in charge of that. What else did we make? I'm missing something. The phyllo pie, the sea sal, the beans. Oh, the tomato feta tart from Claire Saffitz.
Yes, which was amazing. Hannah made that.
Love that.
And that's something you didn't make for the pod, right? But you've made since, and then it was just so good.
Yeah, just Claire Saffitz, that dessert person book is just amazing all day long. Yes, please.
And then we made for the barbecue, we made the wings that I made for Morrow. If you've been, you know, long time listener, then that Morrow was like one of our first books that we did in season one, and I made those tahini wings.
Yes.
And I said on that episode, they'd be great in a barbecue. And it says that in the book as well. And, you know, they have fulfilled their potential and they were great.
Yeah, they looked amazing. The dog really enjoyed them too when everyone was chasing him around the garden trying to get prize for that.
Not just your dog. A number of dogs wanted the chicken wings.
It also made me realize how much I want that Rukmini Iyer book about the vegan and vegetarian barbecuing, because we ended up going to, we just found the recipes online, but it's hard to come up with original stuff for veggies and vegans to put on the barbecue. There's tons of salads and other stuff you can do, but we did these like gnocchi kebab things on sticks. So it's just like gnocchis and peppers like marinated in pesto, and you put them on the barbie and you like rotate them, and so the outside of the gnocchi goes all crispy and the inside is chewy, and they were great, weren't they?
Oh my god, they were great. And such a hit. Everybody said like, oh, that's genius, that's brilliant, and like we can't take any credit for that. It was all Rukmini.
We did
Oh, were we not meant to? You know. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, McMeany. But yeah, they were great, and they really, yeah, they hit, even for the non-vegans.
Yeah, and then lastly, we did the paneer, her McMeany Iyer's paneer with, like, green beans and chickpeas. That was a little bit, I liked that, but I feel like it was a little bit less, I don't know.
I didn't try it, so I can't.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I over-seasoned the chickpeas in making it. So sorry about that to our guests if you've all got liver failure today. But no. I didn't try any, so I'm fine.
I think it was good. It just was a little bit less. I probably could have just done with some kind of more dressing or something, I think, the recipe. Desserts, we did, like, you made those tahini sesame cookies.
Yeah, that, like, tahini honey.
Yes.
And almond cookies from Nistissima. So they're vegan, they're gluten-free, they're so easy. The easiest thing I've ever made.
And they're great.
And they were beautiful. I mean, I did say to Hannah the day before, like, as you've probably noticed, if anybody was coming to this barbecue that had a sesame allergy, we were fucked. Because everything had tahini in it or sesame seeds or something.
Yeah.
But luckily, they didn't.
And our friend
cake
you made the cake that you've been working on for Stolen Stitches. Watch this space.
Yes.
We'll do, like, an influencer. Oh my god, I can't talk about it right
now.
Yeah, I
can't talk about that right
now.
Sorry,
but just watch this space. Coming soon. And then our friend HC made the strawberry cupcakes from Nadia Bakes.
Yes.
Which you couldn't eat.
I couldn't eat because I'm allergic to strawberries.
But they were delicious.
They looked amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to HC who made those. And they were a hit because everyone loves strawberries. And they're just like, they're a little treasure trove, aren't they? Like, they've got half a strawberry in them, biscuit on the bottom.
Yeah.
It's iced with, like,
melted strawberry ice cream. It's great.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, like, again, it's useless for me, but they were a hit. So, and then they're in Nadia Bakes.
They're in Nadia Bakes. She makes them on the TV show. And then her partner, Jeff, made some chocolate chip cookies, which were really good. And I never asked him which recipe they were. So I need to find out and I will confirm.
Yeah, well. I also didn't try one of those, but I saw them.
They were good. there was lots of dessert, so much so that we didn't get to actually griddle the pineapple that we bought.
No, we planned to griddle pineapple, which would have been lovely. Now Hannah has a number of pineapples. What are you going to do with those?
I don't know.
I should have brought one home with me.
Yeah.
Marcus loves them.
Oh, well, I can post.
Can you post one to me?
Yeah. So yeah, it was a total feast, but I definitely think the standouts were the Easter dip, the Molly Baz beans and the gnocchi sticks,
yeah.
Maybe. They were great, great, great shouts. So if you're planning a barbecue, guys, you know what to do.
I think also, if you're not vegan, those gnocchi are worth doing anyway.
Yeah.
And you just use normal pesto. We used vegan pesto for it. But there's, particularly for veggies, because again, getting veggie stuff is hard as well. Yeah.
Oh, it's usually so dull.
Halloumi and, like, that just goes dry and crap.
Yeah. No, that was it. Was genius. McMeany, man, what a gal
we stan.
But
talking about veggies and vegans, look at that smooth as my favorite hummus. We are not talking about our barbecue today, but we are talking about things that are suitable for vegetarians and vegans
and could be made on the barbecue.
Yes. And that is, we are back, guys, lads, with another ultimate episode.
Another, I like the way you say ultimate.
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 How's it go?
I just enjoy your accent.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy your accent.
Thanks.
Veggie burgers.
The veggie burger, the beanie burger, the veggie burger. We make them all day long. Veggie,
that's a beautiful
beanie,
jingle.
Beanie burger. That's all.
That is beautiful.
Thank you.
This also could, the jingle also, I sing this song to my son when he's playing. We have a beanbag in my lounge, and when he's playing in the beanbag, I sing, "Who's in the beanie bag? The beanie 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 bag." Obviously, not an original tune.
I love that. We could have "What's in the Beanie Beanie Burger, the Beanie Beanie Burger.
Love
the Beanie Beanie Burger. It's really hard to say, though. Surprise, it's beans.
Surprise. It's beans of some kind of genre. Veggie burgers. I'm excited. I mean, I've eaten a lot of veggie burgers over the past few weeks. But I'm excited about this one. Obviously, so we did cookies, chocolate chip cookies. But somebody suggested veggie burgers when we asked what you would like to see on these ultimate episodes. And I thought, what a genius idea. And then I think probably because of that, I was thinking about veggie burgers. And I went to buy some at the shop. And I just was like annoyed. And this fueled my fire for doing this episode. I was just annoyed that everything is like fake meat in the veggie burger section these days. And this must annoy you more because you don't eat meat. Yeah, and I was just like, everything, I just want like a beanie burger, a beanie beanie burger. And I don't want a fake meat burger. And I felt like they were very few and far between. And I was like, let's make one.
Let's make them. Yeah, and a lot of the beans, so yes, there are a lot of fake meat burgers. We don't like fake things. But if you get a beanie burger, if you buy a beanie burger, it's very beanie. You know, the beans are like kind of whole in there and it's just like plops out in your plate. And I just don't.
You hate that's, ploppy beans.
I don't want ploppy beans. I want those smooth, smooth beans. No plops.
Sorry. Also, I think that it doesn't seem to have been explored in the way that like chocolate chip cookies have veggie burgers or beanie burgers, which is, you'll come to see, dear listener, that's what we focused on. Beans. And that's for good reason, because that's what you said you wanted.
Exactly.
Listener.
Yeah.
So don't get mad at me.
What are you so angry about, guys? You asked for the beans. We said, what do you look for? Vic, I was skeptical about this. Vic put this up on Instagram being like, what three words would describe your favorite bean? No, veggie burger. And I was like, there's no way people are going to come through here. And my God, did they ever.
Did they? We really hit a nerve with people.
But the one common word was beanie.
I went back to look at them for recording this episode, and the main things that came up were beanie, crispy, cheesy came up some, and saucy.
That's interesting, isn't it? Because I guess people there are thinking less about the patty, and they're thinking about the burger as a whole, do you think?
Yes. Yeah, and I focused on the patty for my research.
Same.
Of this. I didn't make... Like, you know, the additional stuff to make the burger in these recipes that we're going to talk about, didn't bother with it.
That's personal, lads. That's up to you now, what you want to put on that patty. We're not doing everything for you.
But we did ask that.
We
put on Instagram, like, what's your favourite toppings? And I was surprised at how many, I don't know why I was surprised, but how many people just like your standard burger toppings. Bit of lettuce, maybe tomato. Tomatoes don't belong in burgers, but that's for another episode.
Oh. Questionable. What if you took the skin off so they don't all come out? No, still no. She's still giving me a look. Okay.
But it's very, they're very wet.
I know, but you need the moisture. You need the contrast.
No, yeah. That's what mayonnaise is for.
Okay. Or ketchup. Some people, there's an anti-mayonnaise
ketchup
crew out there.
Yeah.
Well. What would be your ideal toppings then while we're here?
Well, should we talk about our favorite burgers? Like our ideal beanie burger, and then build it out. Should we build it out?
Okay. Let's start from the patty. Let's be patty first.
You go.
Patty. Oh God, I'm unprepared.
No, Vicky, my name.
Patty's your alter ego. She fucking loves tomatoes on burgers.
I think one of the chefs in their recipe says their recipe is handed down from someone called Pat.
Oh.
Let me just check that.
Pat me down.
Yes. From Pat to Katie to Jane to me. That's God. A little teaser for later. Hey, what's your favourite patty?
Okay, so my favourite patty would be something that holds its shape primarily. I don't want things, like I said, aforementioned ploppiness. I don't want you to take one bite and it all comes crumbling down. I want structure. And then I guess you want, there's a lot of things out there and some of the recipes that we'll talk to that are just, they don't taste anything like a burger, right? They don't have any of the kind of, they might have some spices in there or whatever. I quite like, and that there was one of these that was closest aligned to this for me, when they do have all the kind of umami, almost like depth of flavor of a meaty burger. Obviously without, I don't care if it tastes like meat, but it just should be flavorful because that's meant to be the star of the show. So in one word, that would be tasty, tasty, flavorful, like depth of flavor.
Do you need crispiness? Do you need a coating?
I don't need a coating. I like a little bit of a crisp outside and a slightly softer inside. But I don't like it when it's too mushy on the inside. Mm. That's not good for me. But not like a mad crust.
So you need somewhere between ploppy and mushy.
No ploppy. Not too mushy. But when I say, like, it can still be a cohesive inside filling. I didn't prepare for this, can you tell? A good structure. Bye, Vic. You next. I feel like I'm spiraling.
You haven't told us about your toppings or your bun.
No, I felt like I wasn't doing myself justice there. A little bit of crispiness on the outside is that. That's it.
Okay.
And then my top.
So I feel like what you're saying is that the inside doesn't need to have loads and loads of texture. It could be completely smooth.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's got that crunch on the outside.
I'm okay with that. That's fine.
Interesting.
And toppings wise, I like a bit of red onion in there, or onion.
Ooh.
Lettuce maybe, but not mad, not iceberg, maybe like a softer leaf, you know. I don't mind a bit of tomato in there, and mayonnaise, and cheese. That's my faves.
Great, I love that.
And bun, we had a lot of brioche answers, didn't we? I don't love the brioche bun, we've talked about this before.
We know. I think maybe with a veggie burger, a brioche bun is more forgiving because...
Yes.
There's less slop, and so generally there's more plop, less slop, right?
Yeah.
So you maybe get away with it, but I agree still.
What about you? What are you looking for in a veggie burger?
So this is cheating, right? But it's the Nando's beanie burger.
Oh, right. Okay. Talk us through this. I don't think I've had it.
It's your standard like bean burger. Yeah. So it's crispy on the outside. I think it has like a bread crummy coating.
Yeah.
And I did try to find a dupe for this burger when we were doing this, but there didn't seem to be one online.
Yeah.
And it's beans. I want to say it's like kidney beans, maybe even, or black beans, or both, or a mixture, whatever, and various vegetables into a patty. Quite thick, and I guess it's deep fried because it's Nando's, and then it's Nando's again, so you choose your spice, but I think generally it has spiciness in it,
yes,
in the burger patty, and then you choose your topping, you know, your topping spice level.
Yeah,
I'm a medium girly.
Okay,
how about you?
I would be Nando's? Hot. I like hot.
Well, she likes it hot, lads.
I'm just really exciting and cool.
That is true. I wouldn't choose a Nando's burger bun as my bun.
Okay.
Because I feel like it's too rigid. They're quite rigid burger buns at Nando's.
You don't want
a bit like bread roll-y.
Oh, no.
Obviously, I'm not going to go the whole other way and say a brioche. But yeah. I just love a bun.
Me
a
too.
White roll bun. I like a sesame top, but you can't find them anymore.
Yes, you can't.
They've been cancelled.
Oh my
brioche, brioche came for our buns, and I'm sick of it. I'm going to start a campaign. Bring burger buns back.
Yeah, the really shitty ones. Like sometimes we'd have them, I think, growing up, and then sometimes you'd like open your lunchbox and your sandwich would be like a burger bun. You'd be a bit like, oh, I'm not sure if this is working, but yeah, waste not.
Funny, isn't it? But yeah.
Where'd they go?
Bring them back.
I think as you were talking there, I realised that I'm fundamentally against kidney beans in veggie burgers.
I mean, and that's fine. Why?
I don't know. They've got no place in there. They're too strong. They're as in physically. I have fucking no idea what I'm talking about.
Physically strong.
No, they don't, because they can't mush down really. They still hold their shape, and I don't know. I don't love a kidney bean anyway, I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
They're very good for you though. and readily available and cheap.
That's true.
But that's not obviously the criteria for this episode, I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate here.
And then in terms of toppings, you would have...
Toppings. I would probably have some cheese.
Oh.
But a very mild... Mm. But I don't need it, obviously, because I don't love cheese. Very mild. A mozzarella.
Oh.
A mild ched, you know.
Yeah. Mild ched. Didn't you date him in high school?
I don't mind... lettuce. I like a shredded lettuce on my burger rather than a whole leaf. And obviously mayonnaise and ketchup, maybe. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And then pickles at the wazoo. I'm very unfussy about what pickles. Could be kimchi, could be a gherkin, could be whatever I've got in the fridge.
Yeah. I don't like those pickled gherkins. I hate when you bite into a burger and then you find this. Everything tastes, it makes everything taste like that pickled gherkin.
I love it.
I know, I'm in the minority here.
What I did find actually when I was making these is that I would put, I got some like jarred jalapenos in the fridge.
Yes.
Put a couple of those on. That was nice.
I'm with you on that. Do you guys do burger sauce here in the UK?
We have it, yeah.
It's a big thing in Ireland. You can buy it like as a separate, like, pot and to dip your chips into, and that's great. Anyway, we spent a long time talking about our idea.
We have.
What was the criteria that we wanted when looking at these recipes? There's a lot of really involved ones, right? There was a lot of like math.
Yes.
What was that one you were looking at? The Series Eats one?
Yeah, the Series Eats ones. And it wasn't even Kenji. It's like a mushroomy one. It's hot sauce spiked mushroom veggie burgers. And I was like, I'm definitely going to make this. It sounded amazing. As we know, I love mushrooms. But my God, you've got to like roast a load of mushrooms, chop and roast mushrooms. And then you've got to roast yellow split peas. And then it seems to be like a sponsored recipe post by Andre Springer, who has their own
hot sauce. Right.
And the hot sauce sounds great, but they say in it, like, oh, you can't really use something else because it's got like hints of blueberry and all this stuff in it. And I was like, well,
get out of town. Shut up.
Like, so I didn't make that.
What? You're going to bite into your burger and be like, oh, this simply isn't the same without the fucking undertones of blueberry. Absolutely ridiculous.
What do you mean? We did a blind tasting wine style for these burgers and I was like,
I'm getting
peach. Yeah, that's definitely Jamie's.
At the end of summer. No, we wanted easy.
Spitting veggie burgers.
Too ploppy.
Little beanie bullets. Anyway, yeah, not too involved. We focused on beans.
We did.
Because that's what you said you wanted.
Yeah.
Listener. I'm sounding aggressive. I don't mean to sound aggressive. We also, like, we're not going to rate these. We'll rank them like we did with cookies, but...
Rates not right.
Hold together ability would be a rating category. And
texture and structure, that's one.
Wow, this is
devolving.
The devolved nations of veggie burger.
Mild jet. Let's get to the burgers that we made.
Do you want? Should we do Pat's broad bean burgers first?
Pat my bun. We both cooked two of the same recipes. And then in the interest of time, we both then independently cooked another each. So we will talk about four recipes in total on this podcast. The first one that we both made was one Henry Dimbleby, which just sounds like he's Who is this man? Do you know him? Because he sounds like he has a farm in Somerset.
No, I believe he's a Westminster guy. He's currently in charge of the UK's like food strategy, is I think the word is like for kids. I don't know what his background. He's not the Leon guy, right? Oh no, he is. He's the co-founder of Leon.
Oh right, okay. Yeah, we don't have a political agenda for this episode, at least. But
oh, I have a political agenda, but it's that we still made this. We still made these burgers. He also has a cookbook coming out called Ravenous, and we're not going to talk about it because it's about fucking, you know, reducing obesity and like blah.
Oh
fuck
right, off. No.
But we're going to talk about his bean burger recipe, which I think is from this new book that he's got out, but it's also available for free on the Guardian website.
So this is interesting in that it's got broad beans. I think like that's not your go-to first thought for a bean in a burger.
No,
but I certainly had some still in the freezer from our Carnation Quiche minisode, so we were like, yep. And also it's a bit different, right? It's nice to try out new things. It's very and there's a common denominator in a lot of these in that it starts out with like sweating onion down, in this case with garlic and thyme, which I thought was interesting too.
I did as well.
In oil until it's soft.
Until it's salt. Sweat it down.
That's
so
a long time.
Just crystallized.
You could like go on holiday and just come back and they're ready. You blanch then broad beans in boiling water for 3 minutes. And then you mash them by hand or in a food processor. Not too smooth. Everyone says this. Not too smooth. You want some texture.
Hannah doesn't. She does not want texture.
Well, I want a little. It's hard to explain. I haven't done myself justice there, but you know what? I'll write a piece to follow this up. You then mix the beans with the onions and the rest of the ingredients, which are porridge oats, which is interesting, an egg, parsley, 2 teaspoons of Marmite. Again, everyone's just chasing that umami dragon. Mm-hmm. To try and get the flavor that you would get in a meat burger. And then you leave it to sit for like 10 minutes. And that's so that the oats can soak up some of the moisture and the egg. And then you season it. And then you're meant to check the seasoning a little bit by tasting. Oh my Jesus. By frying off a little bit first and tasting that. And then when you feel like you have it right, you shape it into patties. He says they may seem wet, but they hold their shape when they're fried. If you're struggling to shape them, then add a bit of flour, he says, to stiffen them up. And then you just fry them for like 5 minutes each side. So I made these first, and I made them, my friend Louise was coming over, and I made them for our dinner. I was a little bit, I think I could have blitzed the broad beans more because I felt they were a bit ploppy. I don't felt that they held their shape very well, but maybe that was my fault.
Did you pod them?
No,
I didn't either. And I thought that would be my tip if you were making these. I feel like when you blitz them, the skins don't blitz well.
Oh, he says it's a podded weight, though. We should have podded.
But in my head,
pod every 2 weeks.
In my head, that was podded from the big pod. I feel like they need to be double podded is what I'm saying. Like, obviously you want them from the bean.
For the pod.
Yeah. Pod for the pod and then pod them again in order for the pod.
Yes, you're right. That's a good shout.
Basically, you should take the skins off the beans. But that's that's an effort for sure. But I think to get less ploppiness and less kind of, you know, I like the broad bean little skinny things, but I feel like they didn't work.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think for me, the flavour isn't what I'm looking for there. Because a broad bean kind of it almost has like a pea flavour, mm-hmm. doesn't it? And the vegetable, not the bodily function. And it's like, it's not really what I'm going for in a burger. I don't know. It's fine. It serves a purpose. If you have some broad beans in the freezer or whatever, then you probably have everything else and it's a nice one to make. But I don't know if it would be my ultimate burger is what I'm saying. What did you think?
Oh, definitely not the ultimate. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it more than I thought I was going to. Because I felt like, oh, is it, will it feel like eating just vegetables because it is so broad beans. Like you say, they're like peas. They feel like a vegetable more than like a bean, like a chickpea or a black bean, which you often see. Thyme is interesting because it's such a heavy, kind of strong taste, and it's a bit like roast dinnery. And I feel like maybe that's like an umami thing, like a depth of flavor thing. But one of my notes was, could you use something else?
A parsley or something. I don't know.
Or just, you know, maybe if you like a spice, I don't know. I also disclaimer, I didn't have any Marmite, so I used miso because I thought it's fulfilling that same purpose. Mm-hmm. And I liked it. I liked them.
Yeah.
I would make them again if I had broad beans.
Yeah. I think if you find yourself with a lot of broad beans, being like, what will I do with these broad beans? Then you can put those broad beans into the broad bean burger.
But pod them. Pod them and pod them again. And then blitz them.
It's just like Shakespeare said, pod and pod and pod again. I'm really getting mileage out of this joke. I'm sorry.
They did hold their shape quite well, though, I thought. If we're, you know, if that's a... I didn't... I mean, they're not as... They're definitely... There's no crust. Like, there's no,
no
coating. Whereas some of the other ones do have a bit of a coating that we did. Yeah. Well, that are... Some of them. I've done two more. And actually, a criticism that I have generally about all these recipes for veggie burgers is that, and veggie burgers maybe in general, is that they want you to make them so thick, like big chunky burgers. And I don't know if that is my, when you're making them at home, if that's what you want, because it might mean that you get like a burnt
outside
burger
and
on the outside but not cooked through on the inside. So I think for some of the other ones I did make some smaller patties because I feel like that suits me better.
Well, you should suit you better. These should meet your needs.
They should.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I kind of made half portions for a lot of them, so I feel like I then just like winged it a little bit on the sizing. Anyway, on to recipe number two.
Recipe number two, which we both made.
Yeah.
And...
You're going to love this.
You are going to love this. It's Jamie Oliver's recipe.
Way.
And obviously we couldn't... It kept coming up. He has a few recipes on his website.
Yeah.
For veggie burgers, but we've gone with the best vegan burger. Mm-hmm. On his website, which is
jamieoliver.com,
chickpeas, sweet corn, herbs and spices, jamieoliver.com. yeah. And so again, very similar kind of method, but completely different ingredients for this one. So it's a tin of chickpeas, a 340 gram tin of sweet corn, fresh coriander, paprika, coriander ground, cumin, lemon, flour.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you just literally basically dump all of those ingredients. The lemon is the lemon zest. You zest the lemon into like a food processor and pulse until combined, but not smooth because you want to retain a bit of texture. So it's chickpeas, which actually is quite rare for the ones we looked at, right? Like chickpeas aren't that all that common, and you just wazzy wazzy woo woo, as Mr. Oliver would say.
Bash, bash.
Put them in four equal sized patties, 2 centimeters thick. Put in the fridge for, he says, 30 minutes to firm up. Mine went in the fridge overnight because I'd had veggie burgers for lunch and I was like, I don't want to eat them again. And you just fry them up for 10 minutes, 10 minutes, kind of
10 minutes. Sean Connery over
and turning. And these, revolutionary for listeners, and you can all quote me on this, I loved them.
You did.
I was such a fan, and I ate them all. my, you know, I ate them a number of days in a row because there's, you know, they make quite a lot. I gave them to my husband. He liked them. I gave them to Marcus, my son. He liked them. I was so surprised, and they were very easy. I guess it's the sweet corn and then the spices. It just tastes, they kind of taste like, and Steve, my husband said this, like some kind of onion bargy,
yes,
pakora thing.
Yeah, I agree. There was, you know, the most generalist sense, Indian flavors throughout. Yes. They were definitely the easiest. They weren't, that I made, they didn't require any like pre-cooking of anything.
No.
Literally everything into the food processor. They were the quickest by far.
Yeah. And I also air fried one of them. Ooh. To see how that happened. How that happened. How that worked. And was nice. It added an extra like different kind of crust. You know,
yes,
crumb on it, and was good. I thought they were better fried because they kind of, also because the sweet corn, it's got that kind of hint of like a sweet corn fritter, and everyone loves a sweet corn fritter.
I really liked these two. I liked how quick they were. I liked how they held their shape. I think they looks wise, they were like the nicest, like most uniform round ones, and there was a nice kind of crispy outside. I think again, my only criticism would be that kind of like those flavors are not necessarily what you'd associate with a burger. And I know this isn't meat, so you're not going to get it. But that would be just my only thing. It was just like slightly different on that front.
Fair. Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment and criticism. I texted Hannah and said, if you added like tahini to this mixture and kept on processing, it would be a good hummus.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think I stand by that.
Yes.
I think it is a nice dip vibe. So, you know, Jamie, you get a point from me.
Wow.
Jamie 1, Victoria 0 on this. Also Victoria 1 because I made them and enjoyed them. So everybody wins.
Everyone's a winner.
And I did pay for this recipe, so...
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, I'm still winning.
I think what's nice here is that we've got a range of the base things are different, with the broad beans being the first one, and then this being like chickpeas and sweet corn, and then the other two that we'll talk about have different kind of base ones as well, so it's interesting to compare them and decide
what our favourite they beans. Held their shape really well, actually, these ones.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
I think maybe it needed to, he doesn't say that, this was my yes, a Jamie Oliver criticism. He doesn't say to season them. But I did, obviously. I don't think.
He says a pinch of sea salt with the spices and flour, but that's it.
Oh, does he? Okay. Mm. Yeah. So I take it back. Back to being a Jamie Oliver fan.
Jamie Oliver 2, Victoria 1.
They were great. So that is Jamie Oliver's best vegan burger. We'll put the recipes, the links and stuff in on our website.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good one. And then
that is a good one.
So you did one that I didn't do.
Yeah. That one was, I was just looking online and I was quite intrigued by this because it was rated really well. And this blog in general always has really good ratings for her recipes. It's Sally's Baking Addiction.
And it comes up a lot.
It really does. And I'm sure I've used her, like, some of her baking recipes when I worked in the cafe and stuff, because I just the ratings are always great. So she has, these are black bean burgers as well, which that's something I wanted to try, because my suspicion was that black bean burgers, black bean might be like my favorite bean as a base for a burger, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think it has that kind of, I don't know, it just has more flavor and I like them. I associate them with a veggie burger, I think. But this is interesting too, because you've got like feta in the patty.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Didn't come through as much for me, but also my criticism of this recipe is that it's all in cups and it's like stuff that's really hard to measure in cups. So you've got black beans, olive oil, 3/4 of a cup of bell pepper. I mean, she does then say it's half a pepper. That's fine. But, you know, it's just a kind of annoying.
Yeah.
yellow onion, garlic, ground cumin, chili powder, garlic powder, smoked paprika, breadcrumbs, half cup feta cheese. She says you can skip that if you're vegan. Egg, again, there's a vegan substitute there if you want to swap it out. Worcester sauce, and then like ketchup, mayo, or barbecue sauce goes into the patty as well, which is interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ketchup, mayo, or barbecue.
Yeah. So I did ketchup because that was felt right to me. But I didn't, and also mayo in there and you're cooking it. I don't know. I felt a bit funny about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a tiny bit more involved as well. So you actually like dry the beans out slightly. You rinse the black beans from the tin and you put them on a baking sheet and you dry them out in the oven for like 15 minutes, which is interesting. And then you saute the pepper, onion and garlic until they're soft in a pan. And then you're meant to blot some of the moisture out. I just realized I did not do that. So maybe that's why mine were like a little bit wetter. But then you get your food processor out and you put, or a large bowl, she says, but who's got time for that? And then you put everything into the food processor. So your cumin, your chili, garlic powder. I didn't have garlic powder, so I didn't do that. Smoked paprika, breadcrumbs, cheese, eggs, Worcestershire, ketchup, salt and pepper, and then you pulse it all together and then you add the black beans. And again, she says leaving some larger chunks of beans, and then you form them into patties. She says about a third cup of mixture in each, and then she gives you like instructions on whether to bake or grill them. So I actually baked mine because the oven was hot anyway from the drying out the beans.
Bake while the oven's hot, that's what they say, right?
Yeah. That is actually what they say, isn't it? No, strike. That's a good joke.
You just thought I was just saying a phrase.
Yeah, I thought that was great. Yeah, so they were the mixture was a little wet, so potentially hard to shake, but also I did skip the step of blotting the added moisture from the sweated onions or whatever, so probably that's my bad. But in terms of flavour, I think these were my favourite, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with the Worcester sauce and the ketchup, weirdly. I didn't get the feta, but yeah, I don't know if that is needed in there. But with the black beans, and it kind of looks like a burger. Maybe there's just some weird like psychology going on at play here. But with the spices and stuff, I actually just thought these were great. I thought they were really, really nice. Yeah, a little bit more effort and possibly even nicer if you fried them rather than baking them, because they can look a bit dry when they come out of the oven. But yeah, I just really like these. I thought they were really good. So I think I would recommend these.
I guess the Worcester sauce is like, it's your umami, right? And I saw a couple of other recipes with Worcester sauce in it instead of like Marmite or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's a good idea.
It is a really good idea. Obviously, it's not veggie friendly, so it's that's up to you. There are like substitutes.
Oh, is it not veggie? Is it got like a beef?
Is it the fish thing?
No, because, oh, it's fish.
It's got something fishy in there, I think.
Yeah. And it's fish.
It's got something fishy, and I can confirm that thing is fish. But yeah, I actually really like those. Well done, Sally's baking addiction.
Good shout out to Sally. I think you're right about the black beans. That seems to be like the standard, and maybe it adds to like looking like a burger.
If it looks like a burger and it smells like a burger.
And it walks like a duck. Oh, burger. It must be a burger.
What was your third one that you made?
I made an Ainsley Harriet one.
Oh, Ainsley.
Ainsley.
We don't do enough Ainsley on this podcast, I think.
I did his Island black bean burgers, and interestingly this came up, and I have this book. He has a book called Ainsley's Good Mood Food, and my brother bought it for me, which I'd not cooked anything from it, and this came up and I was like, great. Yeah. I have this book, it's great. They are vegan almost, so these actually in the burger patty recipe has vegan mayo. Oh, when you were saying that before, I was like, oh. And it just, basically, the recipe just sounded right up my street. It is a bit more, it's not really involved, but it's, there's a lot of ingredients. So it's half a red onion, a small red pepper, garlic clove, a chili, hot red chili, jerk seasoning. So they, you kind of sweat those off. That's your
right.
Sweat off. So onion, pepper, garlic, chili, and then you add like jerk seasoning. And then it's black beans, tin of black beans. You drain, rinse, pat them dry. Cashew nuts.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah. 125 grams of ready-to-eat brown rice or bulgur wheat. Which is way harder to find than you think, just from all those packets. Peanut butter, vegan mayo, breadcrumbs, coriander leaves, and the zest of half a lime.
These are wild.
Yeah. It's
they're like, really left field.
Yeah, they're kind of, I mean, you know, they were, they fair play. Yeah. So it's the same. Wazzy, wazzy, woo, woo. Put it all together. Add more breadcrumbs if it's too wet. More
wet.
Mayonnaise if it's too dry. So I didn't use vegan mayo because I didn't have any. I just used normal mayo. But yeah. And then you, again, chill for 30 minutes. Just chill for 30 minutes, yeah?
Yeah, I was going to say. You chill for classic baking classic cooking joke. Me or the burgers?
chill for 30 minutes to firm up. And then when you're ready to, like, fry them, he asks you to, like, coat them in some polenta and a bit of salt. So you kind of put them on a plate and roll it in that, and then fry it off in coconut oil, which adds to the like island vibe.
As you sit in your kitchen in Bristol playing some like steel drums in the background.
And they, I had big, you know, ideas. No, fucking hell. Get your act high together. Hopes. I had high hopes for these burgers, but they were absolutely fine. I wanted more of the like nuts to come through, which is a common thing for me, but they didn't. They just kind of tasted like black beans. They didn't. The crust was nice with the polenta, but they didn't blow my mind. And
I think sometimes there should be like a number of ingredients limit on these things.
Yeah,
like, stop. Like, you know, at what point do you? You know, stop tasting what's actually in there.
Yeah, I don't think it needed the rice. Like,
yeah, what the hell?
You've got the beans. You could, yeah. I don't know. It just felt
you
like
get the beans.
You got the beans. I felt like they were fine. They all and all those ingredients it only makes like four patties, so they were big boys.
Oh man,
I don't need that much boy in my burger.
No.
Less boys, more nuts is my tagline T-shirt. For these burgers. So they were fine. They were fine. Okay. Not worth the effort.
Yeah.
You know, not like my boy Jamie.
Wow.
My favorite boy Jamie.
God, we are seeing a full 180 from Vic on this. We'll be doing a Jamie Oliver book next. We could be.
We might be. We'll never know.
Well, didn't someone write into us this morning ominously saying, do you take requests? Maybe that person is going to be like,
yes,
Jamie Oliver.
And shout out to the other person that wrote to us on Instagram saying they also aren't Jamie's biggest fan. But then I basically was trying to make a joke because that person had also told me about a situation with a man that they just recently had. And
we're running an agony aunt column on the side, by the way, guys.
Right in.
She'd been recommended our podcast by someone she'd been dating, right? Who turned out to be not nice.
I was trying not to say that because
right. They identify her. Oh my God. That's like every woman on this planet. Well, no, they're not all being recommended this podcast, no, sadly.
But everyone on this planet has been recommended this. Anyway, but I was trying to make a men and cookbook, you know, thing, but she then said that that men are like Jamie Oliver books, like one or two are good and the rest are useless. And I was like, yes. Shout out to that person who I'm not going to name for legal purposes.
I'll just reveal all of their personal details.
We'll just tag them.
If you've got any more problems you'd like us to liken to cookbooks or chefs, please write in to us or tag us
at cookbook circle on Instagram.
Shall we rank not rate?
We're going to rank not rate.
Okay.
These burgers, these veggie burgers, these boys.
You go first.
I'm going to go first. Oh my goodness.
Briefly, actually, sorry. Can we talk about what we would have rated these out of had we been rating them like a normal episode? Because there was a few contenders.
Yes.
Beans and Pulses was one.
Beans and Pulses. We could have rated out of Blitz and Until Combined, but not smooth. You want some texture. You want some texture. Texture!
Retain some texture. Umami.
You could have blitzed out of supermarket magazines. So I feel like that is where the bulk of these veggie burger recipes are. Nobody puts them in their cookbooks, but people put them in like the Sainsbury's magazine or the Tesco magazine.
Yeah, it's so true. Anyway, sorry. Rankety rank.
So I got three options because I didn't try the Jane's Baking Addiction ones.
Sally.
So, should I go bottom to top? Sally.
That's okay.
Not Jane.
Jane's got the broad beans. Jane's broad beans. Sally's black
beans. Jane and Pat's beans. Okay. So, at number three,
yeah,
my least favourite was the Ainsley Harriet ones.
Oh.
Sorry, Ainsley. Love you as a man. Dislike your burgers. Number two was Henry Dimbleby's, yep, and Pat and Jane's broad bean burgers.
And number one!
And number one was Jamie Oliver's,
wow,
Best Vegan Burgers. Jamie, love your burgers. You're a questionable man. they're great. I'm going to make them again.
Gosh.
And I'm not ashamed to say it.
Good food for Marcus as well, right? Like, the thing about, exactly, veggie burgers are generally quite healthy as a...
Yeah.
You get some beans and veggies in there.
Exactly.
Give them to your the growing protein. Child.
I wish he'd stop growing, actually. He's very big. Do you, please.
Thank you. thank you. I would say number three, Henry Dimbleby's broad beans. Or Jane's, oh,
Dimble,
or Pat.
Dimble bean. my Dimble bean burgers.
Okay, so Henry Dimble bean, no.
No.
No, sorry, third place. Bronze. Henry Dimble bronze. Second place would go to Jamie Oliver's bean burgers. Oh, they're all
silver
bean burgers.
For Jamie.
Silver for Jamie. They were good. I like Jamie's shape of burger, but I like the...
with the shape of your burger.
I like the cut of his jib. But yes, the flavours were a little bit too, yeah, South Indian spice for me. And then number one would be Sally's, wow, Baking Addiction black bean ketchup patty.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they were great. And they were a bit of a last minute contender, as in I just made them, you know, 2 hours ago. Yeah,
literally. Literally. I'm just eating one on the pod. Amazing. I like this. I feel like I was worried when we were starting this off that it was just not going to be very, there wasn't going to be much variation. But actually,
so much variation. Who knew beans had this much variety?
Beans, they're gonna save our soil. They are gonna be our protein source for the future, and we can make beans. No, we can make burgers.
Well, the oven's
beans
hot.
Make burgers while the oven's hot.
Obviously, there's a vast array of veggie burger recipes on the internet. So do let us know if there's ones that we've missed that could be.
Yes, ones. I feel like the ones we didn't include are a sweet potato and black bean one. That's very common.
Yeah.
Something with beetroot. That's also quite common. Mushrooms. Yeah. We left mushrooms out because nobody said when we asked that they loved a mushroomy one.
No, because everyone thinks of those sad, sad portobello mushroom fucking burgers where you just get slab of mushroom between bread and it's just makes me
that is
angry.
the saddest thing. And they're never cooked well, right? They've just been fried for a couple of minutes and so they're just like water.
Oh,
they're just
God.
No.
You know what intrigued me was the Food 52 one that included marinated artichokes. Yeah,
marinated
that was like...
arse.
They put anything like, in burgers these days.
Artichokes lost me in the Jamie Oliver
Naked
Chef book, so
yeah,
I'm not
going to
cook with
one.
Them ever again. Although if they're in, they're already interesting. Yeah.
And there's a lot of kind of falafel-y inspired ones. Many contenders. But yeah, do let us know if you missed one.
We'll add some on our, you know, that we like the idea of or that we've talked about on our website as well that we didn't make.
But they are not endorsed by us because they haven't been cooked by our fair hands, our fair cookbook circle.
They're not endorsed or unendorsed.
No.
By our hands.
They're just dorsed.
Or our mouths. They're just dorsal.
We should go now.
It's probably, it's time to go. It's time to go. Anyway, bye.
Thank you for being with us for this episode.
Wow.
Sorry. I'm going to go now.
That was good.
We love you.
Let us know your favorite bean burgers, etc. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Cookbook Circle. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast and leave us a review as it helps others to find us and enjoy us. You can see how the recipes from this episode turned out on our Instagram at Cookbook Circle, where you can also get in touch with us, let us know your thoughts, feedback, ideas for episodes, whatever you like. We really love to hear from all of you. So we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.